What's up, you guys? Are you ready to talk about this next episode of Dance Moms? Kendall faces off with the only veteran on the team, Nia. This is AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
With my girls, living on the dance floor.
You guys love it.
What's up, you guys? It is Dance Moms After Show by AfterBuzz TV. I am your girl, Kalima. You can follow me everywhere at Lima Wisdom ENT or Kalima Music Art Wisdom. And I have my beautiful girls with me. Tell them where they can stalk you.
I'm Jennifer Leone. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
And I'm Nikki Preston. You can find me all over social media at Nikki Preston TV.
Yes. Yay. So first of all, we want to acknowledge that this is season 6.
Yes.
Crazy season 6, already 6 seasons, which is insane. We actually have been watching it. I think it was the second season that I started watching it. But ever since then, I've been committed every single season. I love following the girls. I actually don't have a dancing background. I have an entertainment background. So when I watch the girls, I'm more so looking for their acting, their performance, their stage presence, but also just their talent overall. And I think from watching the show, I started to get more inspired and understanding of the dance world. But you both have dancing experience. I don't even have an athletic background, unfortunately. But both of you, tell them a little bit about your background and, you know, what made you interested in the show.
Well, I started dancing early on. I took tap, ballet, jazz, lyrical.
Oh my goodness.
Even Broadway dance. My teacher was former Miss New York State. She was on Broadway.
Ooh.
So I, you know, always grew up doing it. Actually, my brother danced with me. We competed all over New York State where I'm from.
Oh
so
my gosh,
It was really exciting and fun, and it was so much of my life, and I did it till I was 18, and then in college I was on the dance team a little bit, but you know, you kind of get busy in other things, and
I pursued
TV and radio more and kind of left it, but I still, you know, I love dance.
Of course, of course. That's so awesome. Cool. Yeah, girl, I had no idea your resume was that extensive. Wow.
Okay. And like New York, I'm sure it's really hard being in such a big city.
Well, I'm from like upstate New York, so it's not New York City. Okay. But it's still, you know,
That's still big. That's still big.
It's still a big state.
Yeah, no, I didn't compete, but I did dance since I was two.
Oh,
to,
wow.
Yeah, so like for, I don't know, for a really long time up until high school. And then I did acting and musical theater my whole life since, from two into high school. So,
oh, wow, okay.
But it's, you know, all intertwined.
Yeah.
But yeah, people wanted to know where, you know,
our background.
Where our backgrounds, and I think
and
it's
what
important.
About, yeah,
to,
absolutely. Yeah. What about your, how long have you guys been watching Dance Moms?
Oh, geez. I've been watching since first season.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me too as well. Just because, you know, we may not know what number it is. We're always watching it. Or
oh, yeah.
It was just confusing.
Yeah.
Because it's like 6B. It's like the second part of 6.
Yeah.
Like, why
season
not?
Season 6B.
Yeah. I mean, is it because Maddie's gone and you don't know if this is going to be the last season?
Right,
and you want to drag it on? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. What do you guys
think?
That
makes sense. Yeah.
If you guys know, I feel like maybe some people out there might know, but I think that's, I don't know. So that's why we were a little...
Yeah, we wanted to clarify. But this episode has a lot of, you know, crazy scenes that we're definitely going to go over today. The kids were in the middle of, you know, they're always kind of in the middle of the mom's drama. Do you think that the daughters side with the mom? Because in the first couple scenes, we saw the girls kind of talking to Brynn about, you know, why don't you ever open up to us about why you're so emotional? And Brynn's like, well, I'm kind of emotional because your moms are really rude to me, and I don't feel comfortable letting you guys know as my teammates, you know, parentheses, kind of friend mates, you know, dance mates, you know, why I'm kind of upset with your mom. So do you think that even though they seemed really supportive in that scene, it may have been staged, it may not have been, do you think that, you know, maybe they do secretly side with their mom, but they just kind of acting like they support Brynn?
I don't think it's like that because they're kids. Yeah. So, you know, at the end of the day, they go home to their moms, and their moms are extremely emotional about what's going on.
Of course.
So, I mean, they're venting, and also they hear what the moms are saying. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I think it's not, oh, I'm going to side with my mom rather than my dance teacher. I don't even think that they're that developed yet.
Right.
Like, it's just like, oh, I'm obviously siding with mom because you're a kid and you side with mom. I mean, Kendall's been doing that forever.
So do you think that they were being fake when they're like, why don't you open up to us? Like,
no, no,
obviously
no.
they
no, no,
know,
no.
though, no, that I she's think sad they, because no. they're moms.
No, I no? think that they, tr- no, they love each other for sure. And I don't think that they're at that level where they're that competitive yet against each other. They could be a competitive against other teams.
Right.
But together, they definitely love each other.
Right, right.
I do. I feel like they genuinely do want to be friends with Brynn, but at the same time, I feel like they do have an idea what's going on, and they kind of just want her to admit how she feels and maybe open up to them. But it's hard when you go home and you hear your parents, no matter if it's political beliefs or whatever it is, you hear your parents saying the same thing over and over again, and you start to believe it, whether it's true or not.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is true.
That's absolutely. I 1,000% agree. Another thing was that, you know, she brought the boys in again.
Yeah.
And, you know, the moms were talking about Abby's just trying to prove that she can work with boys, because we don't see her work with boys much at all.
I don't think that's what it is.
Unless it's to maybe benefit. Yeah, I was thinking, I don't know if she's bringing them in to kind of benefit and get more points for the competition, or is she just trying to prove that she can work with guys?
I think it's a point. Sorry to interrupt.
No,
I mean, just
totally.
Bringing guys in, I think, right away, right off the bat, you're more likely to get points than without the guys.
Yeah.
I just don't see it.
Right. Yeah. She doesn't know how they'll do without Maddie, points-wise.
Yeah.
You know, obviously they have Kalani, who is really, really strong.
Yeah.
But in the group number, they did not fit in that Madonna sequence at all. It just didn't work out.
I'm so excited. I'm ready to talk about it. Like, we're going to talk about it, because a lot of you guys have commented. We really do read the comments. We respond back as much as we can, but we're definitely taking it into consideration with our discussion. They want us to talk more about the dancing.
Right.
So we're going to analyze the dances.
But to the boys, this made sense to me after I thought that, and then I watched the final dance, the group number, and it was so clear that Abby just threw them in there for points.
I think so, too.
So that's what I think on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have
I'm kind of going to well, we'll get more into the dance, but I thought the dance was really good. Yes, maybe it wasn't.
Of course, I thought it was great.
But I really enjoyed the Vogue dance, actually more than the trios, to be honest with you.
But I didn't say that I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Totally liked it. I just think that the boys were thrown in there because if Maddie was in that number.
Do you think that they were thrown in as well, or?
I do feel like they were thrown in for points, definitely. And I wasn't disagreeing with you, but I was saying that I did really enjoy that dance.
Totally.
It was actually one of my favorite dances.
Oh, but what were you saying if Maddie was...
No, if Maddie was there, I don't even think that they would have boys in there.
Nope. Mm-hmm. I don't think so either.
That's my point.
It's interesting. Exactly, because this is the second episode that we're seeing of 6B. And, you know, it seems like every episode now, it's like we're bringing boys in. So it's like, is it for points because now we're lacking the strongest that she had on a team, which was Maddie? Or is it, you know, because she's trying to introduce maybe some boys and show her strength as a choreographer with boys? But I agree with you guys. I don't know. I just think that, I guess me personally, I just think that it's definitely for points.
I want her to get one main boy and maybe add her in him into the group.
I think
just
so
have
too.
Him continue with the group instead of dragging in different boys all the time.
Right, totally.
And I think it might come down to the producers too, because the producers are going to say, do we want to now promote or, you know, bring in a boy and literally create a character out of them? Because every single cast, technically these people are cast for a show. If you brought a boy in, he'd have to work well with the girls, even entertaining wise on a personal reality show level.
Right, and it would change the dynamic of everything.
Exactly.
He is going to be the star, even if he isn't, is going to be the dancer.
Exactly.
The rest of them.
Oh, totally. for sure. So Nia was, you know, so happy that, you know, Abby was giving her more attention, giving her a mature dance, and she was like, I'm crossing my fingers, knocking on wood, like hoping that this actually stays up and it's not like Abby being moody, because she said she doesn't want Abby to eventually maybe sabotage her career. Do you guys agree, or do you guys think that maybe, I don't know, do you see Abby possibly sabotaging her career, or do you think that because Maddie's gone, she's the only veteran, the only original member, that she's actually going to try and, like, test out her strengths, in addition to the reasoning, because she's the next, I would say the next in line as far as celebrity goes and success goes from outside of the actual dance studio following Maddie.
Ooh, I think people are going to go on. Oh my gosh.
Well, tell me if you disagree, because who else would it be? I mean, Kendall was saying that she doesn't even have an album out. JoJo's very successful, but...
Kalani.
But what has Kalani done?
Well, I mean, I think she's the closest to being the...
The next Maddie.
No. She's the closest to being the next... professional dancer. Maddie. Okay. I think that she's moving faster and she's doing a different route.
No, I think, yeah. As far as dancing and strength goes for dancing, I could see Kalani being after Maddie. But what I was saying was more so just as an entertainer in general, because Nia's the only one that's released a song that I don't know about y'all. Maybe it's just because I follow...
You mean lead entertainer. You mean like the Beyonce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that
Abby... Well, I'm just saying that Maddie has gone on to, like, actually do more in her career. Mm-hmm. Like, she's known from the Sia video. But Nia has actually had her own music video doing, you know, has views, doing shows. I mean, she even said that she had been working all summer. Kendall has not been. So I'm more so not talking about just dance, but the only other member who's done more than just dance.
Gotcha.
Do you think Nia's gonna follow Maddie in that sense? Do you think she's the up and coming, like, star for in Abby's perception?
I definitely feel torn a little bit, because I feel like Abby wants to latch on to someone and she's not sure who it's gonna be yet, and she's kind of testing them all out a little bit.
I agree.
But she's even with Kendall, though, I mean, she recorded all those tracks over the summer, and Abby's just holding on to them, supposedly, from what they say, not doing anything with them.
Right.
So that would actually be a good person to kind of push out there and make more of that star, as far as, you know, like you were saying, all of it, not just with the dance. So I don't really know. I think even Abby's not even 100% sure where she wants to go.
I agree. Yeah. 110%. Agree.
Yeah, I mean, I think the voicemail, Abby's voicemail, says it all.
So funny. Wait, I'm sorry.
No, I
agree with you.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to acknowledge that Jesselyn just really stepped up, you know, just really owned and realized... Kind of, without saying it, that she was the one that was stirring the pot.
Right.
And she's like, okay, I want peace. I want peace right now.
Right.
So I love that she did that because it just brought everyone
and
together.
And she was so good at it. For someone who's constantly, you know, getting mad at Bryn's mom.
For no reason.
Starting drama.
For no reason.
She was able to, right after kind of getting emotional by the way that her parents were reacting, she said, her family. She said, I'm going to take it by the horns and I'm going to, instead of even let that get me down, I'm going to go harder and help everybody out. That was actually a big surprise for me. But one thing that I did notice is that, what do you all think? Do you think that obviously she's kind of choosing career, supporting JoJo's career more so than supporting... I don't want to say supporting the family, but what do you guys think? Do you all see it that way? Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, exactly.
I think that your priorities should always be with your children. I get it. But, and we, of course, don't know what's happening.
We do know,
but we don't really know. And I think that she's going to do what she needs to do. I mean, at the end of this, I have a feeling that they're going to leave because, you know, they did Instagram some pictures and there were some things put out on social media of, like, moving vans and ideas that they were definitely going to leave the team.
Wow.
But who knows? Mm-hmm. Who knows? Mm-hmm.
I personally support the fact that not everybody gets an opportunity to be on a national television show. You have a daughter who has a dream, who clearly has created her brand. She's known for her bows. You know, she really pushes it. And I think
she's a great dancer.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, and I feel like she's unique in comparison to the other girls in the way that she dances.
Yeah.
You know? Totally. So I don't see anything wrong with it. I feel so bad that the family doesn't see the dream. And I think that's with any industry.
Yeah. A lot of people don't need to. That's all right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And jealousy too. You know that some of them are jealous of her and her exposure. It's a little bit of both. I mean, it's so hard. Just even me being out in California away from my family, it's hard. I'm like, man, I miss my family so much, only seeing them a few times a year. And it's like, what's more important, seeing your family, being there, or, you know, your dream and the opportunity here?
Right.
But then at the same time, when someone's sick like that, maybe there's a way where they kind of can be more bi-coastal, or maybe they can hire someone to work with JoJo here when mom goes home.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like there's other options. I don't know maybe why she wouldn't explore those, but maybe
because... Or maybe she has.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, true.
But she's really stepped up.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. The fact that she stepped up when Abby stormed out shows that she's not someone to just put, you know, JoJo in someone else's hands. She wants to control the career in the sense of, I think I know what's best for my daughter, and I see what my daughter can bring to the table, and I want to make sure that she's served correctly.
Yeah. Right, and I love how she treated Brynn.
I know.
Oh my gosh, yes.
That was really, like, silver lining, I think, and really great for Brynn. Not even talking about the moms, but being a little girl and having a woman like that, you know, talk about you and your mother, I'm sure is hard. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, JoJo's experienced it too, and then she had to go through what she went through, like everyone did.
Right.
Same thing with Kendall and Jill, everything. But in this case, this is Brynn's time.
Right.
And she... You know, she really got that closure, I think.
Absolutely, absolutely. Going back to Nia, do you all think that Leslie, Nia's manager, is more passionate about Nia than Abby?
I think she's getting paid well.
I think that would be accurate, yeah. But the only reason why I ask that, and some of you may think that that's a stupid question, but Abby really thinks, you know, the way that she talks is like, maybe I'm not giving you the time now, but that doesn't mean that I don't understand your talents and I don't love you more than anyone else that's coming in here. Mm-hmm. You can see her energy. She didn't really want to have a meeting with Leslie because she doesn't want to constantly feel like, you guys don't think I do enough, when my whole life, Abby's whole life, is about this show.
Yeah,
I mean, her parents, unfortunately, her mom passed away, her dog's gone, like... All she ever did, and I think that's what Abby always talks about. Exactly.
That, yeah.
Everything is sacrificed for the kids. So she doesn't constantly want to be reminded, you know, that I'm not good enough. And I'm just thinking about, I don't know. I think that Leslie can definitely serve Nia's career well. But do you think that, I don't know, what was your reaction as far as the dynamic between the manager and the dance teacher?
I felt like there was no need for Leslie to kind of start to attack Abby a little bit and you know, it wasn't necessary. She's in Abby's studio. They need to figure out how to work together to, you know, help Nia's career.
Right.
But I don't really see them ever working together. I don't think it's going to happen. Abby wants to do her own thing. Leslie wants to do her own thing.
Abby's had her forever.
Yeah.
Since Nia was a baby.
Exactly.
So she's like, okay, this lady's coming in and out, thinks this, thinks that, but really... I think Abby has a direct idea of what she's doing for everything. Even though if the moms and the kids don't see it, I think that she genuinely knows what she's doing.
I agree. Do you guys think that it was even necessary for Leslie to come and meet Abby? I mean, as a manager, think about it. If you had a manager and you knew that the person who started your career and also can help your career because she's consistently on the show... do you think that as a manager, she needs to come and talk to Abby and like try to get on the same page? Or do you think she should have just left that alone and do what you can as a manager and leave the rest for history?
I think they probably should have talked, but maybe not on camera. I'm sure they probably also talked off camera as well and really got serious and kind of nailed down what route they're going to take.
Yeah. And I'm guessing Abby, this is a side note, is Abby still managing Maddie?
I don't know. I thought so.
If you guys know, let us know. Send us links so we can read up on that, because It doesn't look like it. Are people tweeting?
Feel free to like live tweet us.
Tweet us right now. Yeah. We are live.
Yeah, we are live.
At AfterBuzz TV, or you can on AfterBuzz's Twitter, they can find our tags because you can see the link to this actual show and tweet us directly if you'd like.
Yeah, totally. And then we'll answer all your questions.
Yes, we would love to. What do you guys, let's actually start talking and analyzing the dances.
Yes.
There was an argument on the technique saying that there's not enough ballet training. What do you all think about that? Do you all agree? When looking at the dances, did you guys think that their technique was weak? Does it look like they haven't been practicing enough?
I mean, they're good dancers, but there's always room for improvement.
Always.
I feel like with some of the turns, and I mean, they're very flexible. I love, you know, their flexibility, but I do feel like their technique can be improved.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe they should skip some of those other classes that don't mean as much and really get ballet training.
Right.
Yes, I agree. And I want to give Nia a little credit because I was looking at her legs and they looked awesome.
Really?
They looked awesome. So I think Abby said that little thing in the end.
Yes, she
that
did.
Horrible, flopping. Yeah. All those horrible comments. I think she did it because she knows that Nia's close to it, and she only believes in, you know, really harsh harsh comments, and what she said to Holly really bothered me.
When she flicked her off, I was like, why?
Not just that, but don't talk about a child and that they have big fat thighs and her butt's on her back, like
that's crazy.
It made me really upset, but I think she was saying all of that plus more because she cares. As weird and crazy as that sounds.
In a weird way, right.
Right. But I think Nia is so close to, I mean, just really being perfection.
Mm-hmm.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
And again, they're young, and there's always room for improvement, but they're awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
I agree. Well, let's talk about Kendall's trio. I thought that there was really good costumes.
You mean Kalani's trio.
I'm sorry.
No, Kendall. I know. They were all in
Kendall.
It. I'm saying Kalani was the best.
Yes.
It was Kalani, Kendall, and JoJo.
I missed that. Okay.
It was a little joke.
Okay, no, I get it. And that was actually a good joke.
Abby's Angels.
Yes, Abby's Angels.
Kalani looked the best.
Yeah, okay.
My eyes just went to her.
Okay.
Of that stage presence. I totally agree with
you. And I like that she was in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And her bodysuit, I don't know if it was because it was black. I think maybe all of them should be in black. I don't know. But Kendall's gold was really distracting, especially next to small little JoJo, who was in silver. It was like I was noticing more size difference. It was
You're literally like, I didn't realize this, but as you're saying, I'm like, because that was the thing. It was something weird about it.
It was
off. That makes
off.
Sense. That
makes sense. And also, you can see her posture more. It was just, I don't know. I think it would have been better if they were all in black.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Kalani killed it.
Team Kalani over here. No. But I just, my only critique or my only feedback or reaction was, I just felt like for Charlie's Angels, there should have been either more flipping or stunts or acrobat. Like, I was just like, okay, yes, you have the signature Charlie's Angels, like, stance and pose, but I just didn't see.
Yeah, it would be cool if they did, like, lasers, and they were, like, going under the lasers.
Exactly.
You know, just, like, fun stuff. I don't know. Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's a whole production aspect they would have to add to it, but yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally.
Exactly.
That's it.
I thought, you know, the technique was really good. I liked their lines. I liked the leaps, but I have to admit, it was, I think, a little more boring compared to the other dances. And I actually thought the technique was even a little better, maybe even than their Nia's dance. But I enjoyed Nia's dance more, and I enjoyed the Madonna dance better too.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So this was definitely the weakest dance of the night.
But
totally. No, I
agree. At least for me, it was.
No, I agree. In that order, her order, same.
So let's. Speaking of Nia and her trio, let's talk about that. For me, I thought that it was a lot of powerful moments. She came out really, really strong. I felt, you know, she's got a lot of muscle, and for her to be kind of dominating these men, I thought that it was a great, you know, trio as far as the dynamic between, like, the story that was being told. But I did think that it was a tad sloppy. You guys are gonna hate it.
I thought it was sloppy.
I thought it was a little sloppy, and then the story wasn't conveyed well because she was pushing the boys and supposed to represent like control, and I didn't see, like, there were some times where she was kind of pushing, but he didn't give that reaction. Mm-hmm. You know, she was doing so I felt like that story could have been a little bit cleaner.
So do you think that Abby should have worked with the boys a little more and just focused on other things?
I thought it may have been the boys, but the boys, I don't know, because the boys were stronger in the group to me. Their dancing, at least the choreography, was better to me, and you could see how talented they were more so in the group dance. But with this, I don't know. I guess my eyes was just going a little bit everywhere. Yeah. But
I think it was because of the costumes again.
Okay,
I think that could be it. That bothered me about the group.
Much the red.
Well, that was fine. It's just the girls kind of looked everywhere, especially Bryn in the pink.
I was thinking the same thing. Everyone had kind of black and darker colors and edgier Madonnas. And then she has Madonna, when she was like in her 40s or 50s and no one cared as much?
1998 Madonna.
Yeah.
It was 98 Madonna. And, no, I remember. And actually Madonna only wore like blue or black, like sexy cowboy stuff. It was never pink.
Yeah. Oh.
And it was rhinestone and sexy. And Bryn was like so not in that I'm wondering who did the costumings, because it was a lot better in all the other seasons. Why is this one so sloppy?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because Maddie's not in there?
Well, you know? I know. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Did Abby purposely put her in the pink and the cowboy hat to make her stand out in a negative way? Would she purposely sabotage her own students?
I don't know.
Well, she has before. I don't know, though. You never know.
Yeah, I feel like she didn't have a lot of hope this time around because she was just sitting there. She left.
Yeah.
She was eating popcorn.
Right.
She's like, I'm done. I want nothing to do. Oh, and even when Nia was great and she deserved all the praise, Abby's face was just like, oh, yeah, this is great popcorn. You know, you want some? It's just like, you can never win.
You can't ever win. Mm-mm. Well, I just wanted to point out for sure, as far as Nia's trio, because I know that it was kind of a negative review, I'm obsessed with Nia. Love her to death. I think she's so mature. I love, you know, she's a very good reflection of her mother, I think.
Yeah. She has tough skin.
Yeah.
And I think she'll do really well in the real world.
And we've really seen her grow so much.
Yes.
Definitely.
And her music video, her song Star in Your Own Life, I literally, like, I'm 25 and I watched that video like five times because just the way that the video, like the actual scenes of the video is really interesting to bring a different, like, brand to her. She's not like a little girl, but she's like a pop star in this video. The message that she's giving, but also her dancing, you know, I think that she's a great dancer. I didn't think that it reflected as well for this performance, but clearly I'm wrong because she won. She won first place, you know, but so
I agree with you though. And just because we're saying, you know, like you said, that it was slightly sloppy, it was still a great dance. She still won. Maybe the boy, just having boys in there, did give her a few extra points.
Okay.
And I feel like that's kind of what it was. They're still young, and they still don't know how to kind of flirt with each other and play with each other on stage tell the story. And I think that's more of what it is, too, as well. They're still young. I think there's a lot of room for them to grow and get better at it. But I really enjoy the dance.
True.
And I thought, even though the technique maybe wasn't quite as good as the Angels, I liked it better than the Angels.
Yeah. And Abby... Wait, you said something and I was going to comment on it, but it's all right. It was in the beginning of what you said. I forgot now. It's all right.
Oh, it's going to come back to you.
It will come back.
And then you just randomly let us know because we want to hear it.
Okay.
So just more about the group. I was Kalani, Nia, and the boys for me, like, stuck out so much. Like, especially in the beginning, if you guys watch it back, the boys, they are, even though they're in the background, you know, that's the thing. Like, it was kind of too many people to look at for me. Mm-hmm. I'm just not used to it, maybe just from watching Dance Moms. Like, I'm not used to so many people.
It's hard on TV to watch it, though. It's one thing when you're sitting, they're on the stage in front of you, but on TV and the different angles, sometimes when they're doing the turns, they shoot up and you can't see their legs toes are pointed. I feel like it's harder to critique that way, to be honest.
Totally.
Any other reactions to the group? I really love the boys, and like I said, Kalani and Nia, I felt like they were the strongest of the group.
They needed better clothes.
Better clothes.
Better costumes.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just, it was too much.
What about the choreography?
The choreography, it was good.
I enjoyed it. Like, yeah. I know that it came in second place, but it was my favorite dance as far as how entertaining it was. I love the mix of the Madonna songs.
Yeah.
You almost actually didn't recognize that they were Madonna songs, but it was, I thought it was really well put together. Maybe, you know, it wasn't super technical, but I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, right, I did too. And their legs were straight, that we can see, with our angles. We're not there with the magnifying glass in front row, but...
right, exactly.
From what we could see.
So when we got the actual results of the winners of the competition, I caught Kendall's face when Nia was announced first. And my thing was, okay, if you guys watch that back, because it's only about 2 seconds, but watch it back.
Rewind
and
it.
And look at her face, because we actually had to rewind it. She looked surprised. It didn't seem like it was unsupportive. I think she was more so thinking about, Abby's not ever gonna like push my music because I can't prove to her that I'm ready to be moved up. I don't think it was shade towards Nia at all. Mm. I think that she loves Nia, but I think she was of course rooting for her because she knew that it was Nia against me today.
Totally.
What was your reaction when you saw Kendall's face? Wow. Did you think that it was just hate?
At first, I thought it was that, she was pretty upset that she didn't win, and it was like, how did that dance beat my dance? But I think you really brought up a good point. You're probably right. She wants to push her music career. She wants to prove to Abby that she can be a leader, and it was probably more that and disappointment with herself than, something against Nia.
I thought initially... Yeah, Shade. That she was jealous.
Yeah.
Just because she's done it before, and she, she can't really hide her face, which is her problem on
stage. Exactly, that's her problem. So. I agree. She's so beautiful. Like, her headshot from the pyramid,
gosh.
I'm just like...
Stunning.
That's why she gets cast for, I think, honestly, I feel like because of her look, she gets a lot of work. But if she could work her face, you got that beautiful face, work it, And I think it's just, if you, Kendall, like, please... Just get inspiration. I think for anybody, it's posing in the mirror, taking selfies, which on her Instagram and social media, she looks a lot more confident than she does on stage.
I think it's because she compares herself to other people.
That's it.
She gets like that, and she gets insecure.
And I think that it's also because her mom constantly compares her.
Her mom's crazy.
Screaming all the time about other girls compared to her.
Other girls.
So, yeah.
And she's trying to be Maddie. Don't try to be Maddie.
Nobody's going to be Maddie.
And
being
you might have something that Abby likes better.
Exactly.
And you'll never find out.
You have to find it and prove it, right.
But you'll never find out
because
if you just stay insecure and just copy other people, it's just not gonna work.
Yeah, but there's a saying that goes, don't try to be someone else because that person's already taken.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, why try to take something that makes the reason why I think one of the reasons of course why Maddie is so unique is literally the platforms that she's been given, she is a face of so many different brands, and nobody else is going to be able to. Sia's never going to cast another. Okay, I think she may have once cast another girl.
Well, either
way,
that's
what she's
known. But
when you think of Maddie.
You know, people will know Maddie and go, oh, she was on a show?
Exactly.
What show on Lifetime was that? It's more so... like that, rather than anything else.
Oh my goodness, exactly.
Are people tweeting?
Yes.
Oh, they are?
Oh,
good.
But unless you guys have any other reactions, the last reaction that I wanted to kind of point out was post-competition, the moms were kind of going at Abby in front of literally people in line or something. But they were saying, everyone abandons you, even your stars. And we are here still with you. Why can't you give us that same respect? And I thought that was so interesting because everyone who watches Dance Moms, we knew that like if Maddie and her mom, and Mackenzie, like realize that they don't really need Abby anymore, it would change the entire game. So for them to leave, knowing that that could, Abby's selfish. She needs that. You're literally, if you leave, you're leaving a relationship. You're not just leaving a business partner.
Right.
So I just thought that it was interesting that they pointed that out.
Well, they can leave and still have that relationship with Abby.
I hope that they do.
I don't know if anyone else can at
That's
this
true.
Point.
That's true.
So they're confident in leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think too many other people are. Jesslyn might have no option. and just has to go home anyway. But yeah, I think it's more don't burn your bridges type thing.
I agree. Yeah, exactly. That argument at the end was crazy.
Or bite the hand that feeds you.
Right.
Because
right.
You never know.
Well, do you guys have any other reactions to this episode?
We should probably do predictions.
Let's do predictions. Yes.
Do we get lights?
Oh, we get lights.
You're After Buzz TV. Predictions.
Oh, I love that. You gotta do that every week.
Do it every week.
Well, you gotta get it, like, on the thing, so that might be hard. But yeah, any predictions for the next episode, girls?
Oh, wow.
Will the minis come back?
Yes, the minis are back.
I'm so excited for that because they are amazing. But I want to see what kind of choreography Abby gives them. Mm-hmm. And if they can, I'm trying to think, like, live up to what Abby wants.
Okay.
And see how she reacts, because it's been a while since, you know, they've been in the studio. And also, now that Maddie's gone, and she kind of gave up, it looks like she gave up on the bigger girls, to see if she goes all in with the minis. Mm-hmm, so who knows how it'll be, but I'm excited to see.
Yeah. That's just a really good point when you said that, because I think that Abby, the reason why she's invested so much in these minis, and the moms probably know it, is because she creates stars from young. Yes. She likes to raise them. And in this industry, they love, I mean, everybody, it seems like the younger stars are always the ones who become bigger because they're trainable. They don't have their own, they didn't create a brand yet. They're looking for that. You know, Justin Bieber, you know, these young stars that, you know, pretty much get raised by whoever is managing them. And I think that Abby's like, I don't know if I see it in these older girls. I need to find who's going to be that next one.
Well, and she's worried, you know, they're going to be moving on. They got other things going on, but the minis, and that's where you start your technique too. You got to start young. Mm-hmm. So she can train them at that age and get them, you know, maybe even at Maddie's level, better than Maddie. Can I say that? I don't know.
She's hoping, probably. Yeah, exactly. She's praying at night.
I'm sure, yeah.
Please give me another Maddie.
Right, exactly, yeah.
A lot of legal bills.
I know, oh my gosh. I predict that hopefully we'll get to know a little bit more, as a matter of fact, about her legal issues. And honestly, I don't want to see her go to jail. No. I just think that's a bad storyline for these kids.
I believe in December, I think it's horrible, is when she goes. So they probably shot all
to trial?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was pushed back, I think, December 2nd. So we may see all of this season. Maybe.
I'm gonna go to the courthouse. I am. I'm a court producer, so I go to the courthouse.
Oh my goodness!
I do legal reporting and all that. So I'm gonna do that story.
We're gonna get the inside scoop, so you guys better come watch us at AfterBuzz TV.
I'll find out the actual date.
Yeah,
because that's usually it though. The big ones are in December.
Oh wow! No way. Okay. Look, we got a little in right here. Yes. Well, thank you guys so much for watching. Make sure you come back every single Tuesday night to see us in this after show by AfterBuzz TV. You can follow us at AfterBuzz TV. Follow me everywhere at Kalima Music Art Wisdom. And follow my girls, too.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
And find me everywhere at Nikki Preston TV.
Thank you, guys. Bye, See you next time.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.